My name is Michael White, and I'm co-founder of Square Peg Theatre.
Along with me, and I'm Katie Robinson, and we make theatre, yeah.
And what's the show called again?
The show's called The Man Who Woke Up Dead, and it's sort of inspired by the genre of film noir, and sort of Hitchcock, and a little bit of Orwell, all those sort of influences.
So what's the basic plot?
A man wakes up, he's discovered by a nurse on a stretch of road, and it's the catalyst of a big sort of personal unravelling and also political unravelling about what's going on in the nurse's life and also in the larger world of the play.
Now, I notice it's a three-hander and it's very movement-based. Is that a feature of Square Peg's work?
Definitely. I think we sort of, with our previous show as well, we have sort of quite a cinematic approach to the way that we make it. So in terms of, like, we like to sort of be able to shift the angle, almost like when you shift angles in films with cameras and things. And I suppose the physical element is, we always say that we make work that is sort of three-dimensional, which to us, I suppose what we're trying to say is work that sort of like explores everything that we can do on stage. So with the voice and with the text and along with the body and sort of, and how we can use sort of minimal props to create a world, and, you know, a minimal setting to make something really imaginative.
The inspiration sort of comes from our training. Katie studied at East 15, which is an acting school in London. I studied at a school called Jacques Lecoq in Paris. And there's a lot of new work that's coming from these kind of schools that really embraces a more of a physical way of exploring how work can be staged, how can it be directed. What we were really interested in is how the script and also the movement could be coupled together to create sort of a single whole. Sometimes you get with productions, you get a bit of movement, a bit of text and a bit of movement. We're really about trying to bring those two things together.
We use metal bars, is that correct?
Yeah, we use these poles. They're actually table legs, but we don't tell anybody that. Although I've just told everybody. They were a glorious find because the second we found those props, that enabled us to create everything that we wanted. And it was really simple, but until you've got it, you don't know what you need. And once we found that, we were able to create this staircase sequence and cars and everything just out of these props. And it's about being a bit more open in terms of how you use your body. And the audience go along with it because they want to go along with it, I think, sometimes. They want to enter this world of make-believe because we can't create a car on stage because we don't have the budget. And why would you? Because it's too cumbersome. So just to do it with a tiny detail speaks a million words, I think, sometimes. Yeah.